Welcome once again to the beginning of a new week of Everyday English. The English language has common ways of expressing wishes, necessities, and obligations. One way is by the use of some of the auxiliary verbs, and these include
should like to,
would like to,
ought to,
be and its parts like
is, was,
am, are, where.
Now I'd like you to listen to these examples.
I should like to do the work before leaving the house.
I should like to do the work before leaving the house. This expresses a wish on Adjo's part. Should like to, followed by the two infinitive form of the verb. Here's a sentence which expresses the same meaning.
I would like to do the work before leaving the house.
Would like, should like. These express a wish. The important thing to note is that the wish is likely to be fulfilled or realized. I would like to do the work. I should like to do the work. Now, let's listen to how ought to is used. Ought to, unlike would and should, is not used to express a wish, but a necessity or obligation. Now listen.
I ought to finish the work before I leave the house.
I ought to finish the work. It is necessary that I finish the work. It is an obligation as well. I am obliged to finish the work.
I ought to finish the work before I leave the house.
Ought to expresses an obligation or necessity that the speaker thinks will be fulfilled. Another way of expressing necessity or obligation, which is likely to be fulfilled, is by the use of the auxiliary verb to be and its parts. For example,
I am to finish the work before I leave the house.
I am to finish the work before I leave the house. An obligation or necessity.
They were to finish the work before they left the house.
In all the examples that you've heard, the wish, obligation or necessity refers to present or future time. But a wish, obligation, or necessity is possible in the past. When we want to express these concepts in the past, we add the verb have, followed by the past participle form of the verb. Now, listen to this, will you please?
I should like to do the work before I leave the house.
A wish in the present or future. The wish is likely to be fulfilled. But now listen to this.
I should have liked to do the work before I left the house.
I should have liked to do the work. This is also an expression of a wish, but it is in the past, and more important, the wish was not fulfilled. I should have liked to. An unfulfilled wish. Here's another example.
I should like to have sent the letter.
Yes, or
I would like to have sent the letter.
Yes. Neither Adjo nor Kofi was able to fulfill their wish or intention. The word ought is another member of the class of words which can be used to express absence of fulfillment or achievement in the past. For example,
I ought to have sent the letter before coming here.
But Kwesi didn't send the letter. Here what was unfulfilled is an obligation or necessity, not a wish. Should like, would like, and ought to. The common auxiliary verb be needs some attention too. Now listen to this sentence.
I am to post these letters before I go to the office.
This expresses an obligation or necessity for the present or future. It is expected that the necessity or obligation will be fulfilled, as already pointed out. Used in the past, however, the meaning is different.
I was to have posted these letters before I went to the office.
I was to have posted these letters before I went to the office, but I didn't. That is the implication. We've now met four such verbs: should like, would like, ought to, and be and its parts. What about the word must?
He must be out of his mind.
He must be out of his mind. This is an expression of someone's feeling about another person and about the likelihood of a situation. To adjure, that person is very likely out of his mind. Adjure does not express a hope, wish, or necessity, or obligation. And this explains why the sentence,
he must have been out of his mind,
does not express absence of fulfillment, although it refers to past time. In other words, must does not belong to the class of verbs which we've been considering. The sentence,
he must have been out of his mind,
expresses probability in the past, someone's feeling that a situation was likely. Although the auxiliary verb must is being used here with have and the participle form of the verb, it does not express obligation, necessity, or hope, and cannot therefore express an unfulfilled obligation, necessity, or hope. A further note on the word must. I have pointed out that must, in the sentences we've heard so far, expresses probability in present and past time. And to refresh your memory, just listen to this.
He must be out of his mind.
Present probability. It is probable now that he is out of his mind.
He must have been out of his mind.
Past probability. It was probable that he was out of his mind. But must can express necessity and obligation as well. For example,
I must stop drinking.
I must stop drinking. Necessity. It is necessary I stop drinking. If this is an expression of necessity, then its past form should express unfulfilled necessity. The form of must, when it means necessity, occurs in sentences like,
I must stop drinking.
I should have stopped drinking.
I should have stopped drinking, but I didn't. The necessity was unfulfilled.
I should have stopped drinking.
It was necessary for me to stop drinking, but I didn't. Now bear in mind that must has several meanings. We choose the past form according to the meaning. Necessity must has as its past should have, while probability must has as its past must have, and the two shouldn't be confused. Must, of course, can express obligation or duty.
You must pay your water bills early.
Obligation, which means the past form should refer to an unfulfilled obligation. When it means obligation, Its past is should have and not must have.
You should have paid your water bill early.
An obligation which could not be fulfilled. Now that's all we have time for, listeners. Goodbye.